So this is the second of the Hello Project fan fiction podcasts.
Yay!
Woo! I'm the host, Resop2, and joining me today is Randy, Junkie, Rokun, and Estra. So, how about all these people, like, say hi, so people can get a sense of what they sound like.
Okay, I'll go first. Hi, sure. I'm Junkie.
And excellent.
Some people might know me, some people might not. I guess one of my fics that everyone knows the most is this thing called Love. I've made it, yes. Okay, I'm done.
I guess I'll go next then. I'm Randy. And some of you might know me, some of you might not, but that's just the way the world works.
Yeah, and I'm Rokun. If you don't know me, then oh well. I think most people do. Maybe you don't.
That's it.
That's me, though.
Yes, like he demands people to know him just by his name.
I'm a Luvatar, and I'm JTM, actually, for those who do that, which probably is not going to include people listening to this podcast, but. Okay.
Probably not. But you're like an old member, so I'm pretty sure people know you.
And Essie, why don't you introduce yourself?
Essie's our silent partner in all of this.
Yeah, she's silent, and it kind of sucks that she writes there because she's kind of making me laugh. But she's here.
Okay.
No pick.
Okay, she's lurking in the background, monitoring and cracking people up in the background by typing dirty limericks.
Dirty
limericks. Having a little trouble with hearing you, Reese or Craig or whatever we call you.
Oh, okay. I could up my volume. Give me one.
Well, you're a little garbled, like robot-like almost.
Okay, sorry. I'll try to talk clearly. I'll try to talk clearly then. So, before we get started on the fanfic proper thing, I thought we might do a little hot news segment. It was announced this week that the Hello Project group's Mileage will be having a audition. What do you guys think of that?
Well, I was surprised, as you already know, because I'm more of a Morning Musume fan, so I didn't even know that they were going to do that. Although I guess that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it kind of came out of nowhere, honestly. Yeah, like, we've had our 1 year anniversary. Let's add some new members.
Yeah, I think it's good for everyone.
Like, randomly, we decided to, like, add other girls.
And, of course, us as fanfic writers would pay attention to very closely to what the girls are like. And, like, the announcement video with Yuka seeming rather dissatisfied with the announcement. And, as Essie says, Yuka does not approve. And Kanyan did not seem to really approve either.
They must have hated it.
I didn't catch everything that they were saying, but they did give the girls a chance to give a bit of reaction to it. I don't know if it's been subbed yet, but a bit of reaction I did hear, something like, well, even the members said that we like it at four members. We don't really need
it. Yeah, because you were introduced with four members, and you didn't even expect what the hell that they were going to do that.
Now,
they worked hard. And they worked hard to even be able to do you too with that 10,000 smiles challenge. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much what Essie said too.
Yes.
I'm not even reading what she says. Hold on.
Right, get with the program, Jake. Yeah.
She said kind of like what happened in Morning Musume, where they fought so hard to be established, and then the second generation just piggybacked in on their hard work.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I'm reading it right now. Thanks for reading it out loud to me.
You're welcome.
I can't read with my eyes, so.
Yeah, I'm just so helpful like that, you know.
Yes.
No.
Okay.
I did hear another wrinkle in the puzzle that supposedly when Silk made his announcement, he also hinted that one of the members of Smilage might be demoted.
What, back to egg status?
I guess that's where they would be demoted to.
I'd rather take that than then be at a Hello Project.
Yeah, that's true.
Make Yuka a soloist. That'd be alright.
Well, yeah, her fans will come flocking to her.
Yeah, no kidding.
Or maybe they'll join. Maybe the demoted member will join UFZS.
What is that?
I mean, I know what it is, but who the hell are they people?
It's a K-pop band cover too.
Oh,
oh yeah, those girls.
Oh no.
Hey, you like K-pop.
Yeah, but I don't like that. I don't like that group.
also known as Upfront Girls.
Essie says she never knows who the individuals are.
No one knows. No one.
I'm the same with the eggs.
I
don't
know
if any of the eggs.
I know a couple of them, though.
Okay, the only egg I know is Yuka.
And she's not even an egg now.
Yeah not anymore.
The girl in Upfront Girls that I recognize immediately is Morisaki.
Yeah, see, I don't even know who she is. I refuse to learn anyone out of, like, the main project area.
It would just be too much to remember all that. I heard that
Morisaki kind of looks like an uglier version of Mano Arena.
That's saying something. Seriously, does he look like that? What?
Well, she's tall. She has the long dark hair.
I think most people out of like the front girls probably know Saha Akari best from Shigokiara Egg and she actually did some things. And a lot of people are actually upset with that they're announcing these new interviews, I guess, for Smilage because it kind of screwed Akari out of it because, I mean, a lot of people felt that she was kind of left out since she was the only Shigokiara Egg not to be added in Smilage as well. And now they're going to go ahead and add other members anyway. So.
Well, maybe they'll add her, so...
Maybe.
But they've already added her to... haven't they already added her to Upfront Girls?
Yep.
Yeah, so it seems
so
strange...
So they have to take her out and put her in.
But then again, I always thought that it was strange that they added more people to Upfront Girls because I always thought that...
Yes, they do,
that the concept that they were going for was that they were going to be a Sentai team who defeats the monsters of the week through Korean dance synchronized motion.
Where are you getting this information?
I think he's just making up stuff, though.
It sounds like someone is delusional.
Wow.
Yeah. After all, no Hello Project team has ever done anything Sentai team related.
Or K-pop related.
That's true.
I think after seeing AKB perform one of these SNSD songs, I don't want to mix my J-pop with my K-pop at all.
Well, HP would be better than ACB, but yeah.
That's true. Because, like, some of them sound like, apparently from what Yu tells me, Sayu and Kohata mixed together on crack. And that's, like, freaking saying something.
Sure is.
Okay, well, so, sounds like we've covered this hot news thing pretty well. So let's get back.
Does she want her money back after?
So let's get back to talking about fan fiction. So.
Yay, fan fiction!
Okay, so I guess the first question will be, which stories are you reading nowadays?
What story am I reading now?
Or stories.
I'm not reading any fics right now.
Etsy stuff. Definitely reading Etsy stuff.
I have to get to reading that. But I'm freaking lazy. Especially, all I have to do is just look at the amount of text and I'm gone.
Yeah. Etsy really says that she's reading Roken stuff.
Of course she always is. Of course.
Yeah, and what's up with you, Randy? You haven't commented yet on my new update.
I was going to comment, and then I was just so tired today. I was like, I don't even want to type. So I will comment tomorrow.
So tired, you don't want to move your fingers.
Yeah, I've been sitting at my desk just drooling all day, pretty much. I'm so tired.
At your desk? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I understand that.
I really need to start reading other stuff, but I'm too damn picky with my damn fix.
I'm desperate just to read something, anything that comes up on the site. So I'm just reading everything. I went back to the library to reread some stuff too.
At least you're doing better than me, because some of these writers are people from Hello Online shifting over to JP Hit, and they're pretty bad writers on Hello Online. I ain't gonna lie. They suck.
Yeah, some of them really are. But there are a few good writers on HO.
Black Junkie.
I guess so. I don't really consider myself that good.
I like Jell, though. Glass Eyelashes.
Oh, yeah. She made some good ones, but
she never finishes anything, though.
Never! Her brain is probably scattered.
Yeah, like Essie. Never finishes anything.
Yeah. And then when you have a mob after you, you just get pissed off. You know?
Nocturne, Gig and Shine.
I never finished my stories either. I probably only finished like 2 stories out of like the 10 I started.
Mm-hmm. I have a lot of one shots. That's pretty much it.
Because one shots are the best. I love one shots.
They're so easy to finish.
It's not that. It's just, no, I've seen some horrible one shots that make you want to smack the writer in the face and ask what the hell they were thinking. Because they're so scattered. They're like, oh, it's a one shot, so I can just write whatever the hell I want and people will still get me at the end.
This is true. There's just some things that just need to just be more.
Since I'm relatively new to JP Hip, I've been reading some of the newer stories. So I've been following Search, When the Sun Sets, Lame Jokes, Tsukai Buries Gulkin, and Afterlife.
Those are the ones you're reading?
Yeah. Unfortunately, though, I've been having... there's a sort of an intimidation factor to try to read a story that's already up to the 60th chapter.
Like Chigate? Mm.
Chigate is
really easy to read, though.
Mm. Yeah, that's one of my problems with it.
It's too easy to read? Too lazy to read stuff?
No, it's just like... I don't know, like, everything happens so fast, like, buh, 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 oh, they're in love, buh, buh, oh, now they're dating. Because everything is written so, like, too simple.
As he's talking about in how she gets allergic reactions to things, so.
How can you get that?
And we're also talking about someone else's allergic reactions.
What is the science behind that?
The science behind allergic reactions.
You're supposed
so
to get like the other good kind of reaction, not the "oh, I'm breaking out into hives." I'd hate to know
emptiness.
Oh, I think I know the answer to that question, though.
Who the hell squeaks?
It's the same science that's behind Goto Maki being able to increase the size of her breasts using the topical application of yogurt.
I wonder if any people around here actually remember that. Do you remember that, Randy?
Oh, wait, what do I remember?
Yogurt and Maki's breasts.
Oh my god, yes!
That's an old Kami ism. For those who don't know Comrade, she's, again, one of the legends of, at JPM. And is that
I
on
think
JPM?
I heard it.
I never really figured out what it was all about, but it sounded funny.
Oh, and of course, Love Times 2.
I never really got around to reading that whole story, by the way.
Quite possibly the most epic story ever written.
Yes, I'm sure it is, but my attention span is like a bitch. I have to get around to reading it. Mm-hmm. Oh, and we have another listener person.
Oh, okay. Kawaii.
Hi.
Yes, we have Kawaii Beam, who just joined, and I'll have to try to figure out how to get her into the podcast here.
Okay, so what's the other question?
Okay. Actually, I have tons of questions. Okay. So, another question that comes to mind when one talks about fan fiction would be the immortal question of pairings.
Yay! One of my favorite topics.
So, the first question about pairings I would post would be, what pairings do people here support?
Kamoshige!
Takagaki.
It's my number one pairing.
A pairing? I thought you said parents at first.
As he says, Ren Ai, of course. And then there's Confliction with Rendy's pairing.
It's Miyazaki all the way for me. I am also a Ren Ai fan, which I actually created Ren Ai. Thank you very much, I see. So.
Ren Ai is
one of the older members of JP Hip here. Really, what? I don't even know how pairings happen, but I just support certain pairings, and my number one is Kamoshige, because they're best friends. Come on, the rabbit and the turtle.
I remember when they used to be like super super big back when Reiki was big. We need to bring back some Reiki up in here.
I think I wrote one of them in my.
And
in
we
my
are joined now by Kawaii Bean.
Oh, you can hear me.
Kawaii Beep, say hi.
Hi.
Ah.
Hello.
Hey, girl, what's up?
If you're too shy, just type.
No, I just wanted to make sure people can hear me.
We can hear you fine.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay.
We have ears, and we are not deaf, so yes. We can hear you.
And the topic of conversation at the present time is, which pairings do we support? So which pairings do you support, Koi Bean?
Sorry, there's like loud beepings going on in my ear. I support Takagaki.
Takagaki.
What? There's two people who are like that, and I'm the only one.
Well, of course, Takagaki for me is my top pairing, my absolute pairing. I do support Kamoshige, but I also support Tanashige. So.
No. To love triangle for the Rockies.
And yeah. Tanagaki too.
Yeah,
yes.
True. You know,
is my favorite non-canon pairing.
I actually like most of the other ones too. I even like Renai as well. I used to like Tanakame, but I don't like it anymore. And I think Sayu paired with Ai would be actually really interesting. Whatever the hell you call that pairing, I don't.
I don't really like that pairing, believe it or not. I just, it makes me feel squicky.
What?
You got the squicky.
When you say squicky, I just like picture a mouse.
Squicky? Well, squicky, I don't picture a mice when I Say squeaky.
Why must I Google this?
Google it.
Oh.
Too much reading.
Estra, egg squeaky.
Estra chimes in and says that she's going to be writing some I Saw You pretty soon.
Hells yeah. You better write it. I like that. You know, I can't picture Ginger or Linlin paired with anyone at all. Especially Linlin with Ai. That's like incest to me.
Actually, I towards the end, I really got into the Aika Linlin pairing.
Oh wow! The only people I can picture Aika with is Koha, and that's like even a maybe because I prefer her with Sayu.
Rika all the way.
No! No!
I know, that's
like, double negative.
And you need to write more of that, Effie.
Oh my god, my brain will explode.
Well, my favorite pairings will probably seem like crack pairings to most. I actually like Naki Sako. For no other reason that they're both hot.
I can see that.
Wait, is this Hello Kid?
Yes. This would be Nakajima, Saki, and Sugeya Risako.
Risako Miyabi. That's the only thing I could think of.
Miyasaki.
I did sort of write a story where Momo liked Miyabi, so I guess I'm okay with that pairing, too.
Actually, it was probably Rokun that got me into Miyasaki, because I totally just, I will forever refer to them as the kids.
Yeah, there was kids in my head.
Yeah. Like, I can't believe most of them are turning 18 now. It's just, that's weird.
Saki's turning 20 this year.
What?
Oh, man, I thought she was, like, 17.
Well, she looks like that, maybe. And Momo's turning 20.
Momo,
like,
oh, man. Momo. Yeah.
Momo will forever be, like, 12.
Yeah, she'll forever look like a child, man. Like, I showed a picture of Momo to my best friend. He was surprised that she was 16 at the time.
She is just so tiny. Like, I think probably Yuka is bigger than she is.
Really?
Maybe.
Well, Yuka's actually not all that short.
But she looks tiny. Like, she looks thin. She looks her age, I would say.
Some people, yes. Most, I guess, tend to look their age. Close to it.
Momo
is like another story.
I also support quite a few of the Yasi pairings.
Really?
Simultaneously.
A lot of people are like that. I mean, there used to be a lot more people like that, but I think since we haven't heard, well, for me at least, we haven't heard a whole lot of the OG for a long time. Like, Randy, she used to, I think, be into something like that, I think. And
Ishiyoshi. Oh my god, Ishiyoshi.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, they're so cute.
Ishiyoshi is canon.
But the thing is, though, Ishiyoshi might have been canon in Morning Musume, but I don't think it's canon in Dream Musume.
Well, there is.
I think it's Yo Mickey all the way. I think.
But
no, Mickey with Aya.
But like I read, for I think probably for Yossi's birthday, she had like a live. Last year, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it was I that put it in her blog. Or maybe it was earlier this year, actually. And she was saying something about Ishikawa being there and how that they were constant companions and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Ishiyoshi isn't dead yet.
Well, oh, no, I don't think it's dead. I just think that what happened was that when Dream Musume got together and they got together for rehearsals, Rika went in there and said, oh, great, this is going to be great. I get to hang out with Yossi. And she got there, and it was death stare. Death stare. Death stare.
Yeah, that's Miki. Miki admitted that she didn't like Rika when they were together in Morning Musume.
Well, I think that Rika and Miki are okay with each other. It's just that sometimes that maybe what it was that Miki pulled a power play and said, "Rika, you see Yossi all the time. Come on, throw me a bone here."
Yeah, like
what is this jealousy? you know, it's even weirder for me to see some stories where Miki's paired with Rika and it's like they hate each other. Why?
I like it though. I like Charming Kitty. So.
Yes. It mostly turns out that way, by the way.
Although also from Dream Musume, Mako is dating Rika. In the what the heck type pairing of the year.
Wait,
Mako and Rika?
Mako and Rika are dating.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
My brain can't wrap around this.
No.
Yeah, that. Especially how clingy she was to Yossi.
That's.
Yes. That, where did it come from?
That was hype.
Hype. What? Yomako?
No. You have to separate the. The on-stage Yomako and the backstage Yomako, because I think that the two of them made a really big deal out of Yomako as a gimmick on TV, but also had something going on privately as well. And welcome back, Kawaii Bean.
Yeah,
would this go away?
Like, I hate Skype.
Skype hates me. Skype
hates
everyone. So you're
it
not
left
so
out. My volume, and it made my computer, like, attack itself.
Your computer attacked itself?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I get you.
Mm. Now, I think, though, that my most outrageous pairing that I support is Kaori I.
What?
Ida and Takahashi?
Yes.
Leader sec. I feel approval of that.
Oh,
wait,
wow.
Kaori?
Yeah.
You have, like, the tallest and, like, a really short person.
I've actually been thinking about trying to put together a story for them, but I just can't figure out a way to make it plausible. Mm. Like, I don't know. I don't see it.
I think the writer would have a better chance having me believe Miki would I. Mm.
Yeah.
Well,
probably.
I do have a story for that. And in the story, I upped the ante by making Kaori about 15 years older than I, as opposed to, I think
15
they're
only is
like,
a big jump.
I think they're only 6 years apart, really. Isn't Kaori like 30?
Is older.
Isn't Kaori
already 30?
Yeah, 6 years.
Yeah,
sounds about right.
So, but I made the age difference in my story about 15, just to up the ante.
What the hell? That's like Kaori falling in love with a baby.
Well, yeah, it's...
Well,
unless you keep eye at, like, 24, and then Cowdy's,
what, like, 40?
40, well, yeah, 39.
Well,
it's not as bad as it sounds.
In my story, it was, like, 36 and 21.
Damn.
Yeah, I've heard of weirder things. Mm. Like, does anybody remember Kago? Dating that guy that was like 18 years older than her?
Yep.
I don't want to remember that.
And of course, lots of rumors about I and Sanma.
Who?
Sanma-san? Sanma-san?
Oh! Oh god, that's freaking sick! Oh man!
Sorry, I think I broke Etsy with that one.
Yeah, well, she's not the only one who's in pain here.
Well, like I said, weirder things have happened.
Okay.
If it goes weirder than that, then I'm probably just, like, my eyes, I'm going to have to bleach my eyes.
the last we were discussing was Cargo I and Sandma. Now...
Yeah, let's just forward that.
Yeah, I think we can skip that now.
I have nothing else to say, except I'm speechless.
Well,
I still want to hear more about that Youngtown episode with the lingerie. What?
The witch episode?
What? Oh, God.
The witch episode?
Effie was talking about a Youngtown episode where apparently Sanma-san and I were talking about how she wears lingerie. And they always talk about things like that in there. They all let her type away.
That's very weird. Hmm. It's like talking to my grandpa about lingerie.
Hmm. I guess for I, it would be more like talking to her father about lingerie.
That's even worse. I wouldn't even talk about that to my father.
Or if
father.
You want to get even more creepy, her uncle.
Hmm.
My uncles are very young. They're like in their 20s. Hmm.
Now, Cargo I did go on a TV show a while back. I didn't record it, unfortunately, or I don't have a copy of it. But she was like answering, like questions about these weird rumors that had like sprung up about her, and she confirmed that when she was 13, one of the producers at Hello Project was her boyfriend.
I remember there was one she was talking about. She was dating an older guy and walked in on him having sex with another girl. And she was like 13 at the time or something.
Which other
ridiculous.
Girl?
No, I don't know. Some other girl that apparently didn't matter. But she texted him later and he texted back saying, well, what were you doing in my room? What the hell?
Well, but the Cargo I snuck into everybody's room. She wanted to sneak up behind the guy when he was in the bathroom and say, that's disgusting.
Well, if you invade people's room, you have no idea what the hell you're going to find there.
Yeah, but still, I mean, she caught him cheating on her, and even though she was just a kid at the time, I thought that was a pretty cruel thing for him to say.
Yes, well, people are kind of cruel.
Okay, now that I'm depressed.
I told you already to move on. We have to bring it up, huh?
Okay. Okay, moving on from Cargo I's love life.
Very good idea.
Yes.
We could, although we could discuss the adult video that some company made with W lookalikes.
Oh my god.
Wait, what? I don't even know what that is.
There was a porno movie a while back.
Porn?
Yeah, and...
Yeah, don't try to be innocent. Shut up.
What?
They got two girls who to dress up like Ibon and Suji.
Oh, that's pretty sick. Do we really have to bring that up?
And this was before all the scandals.
I have no comment on this.
Okay. Okay, moving right along.
Okay.
Okay. Now, how about if I flip the original question? Because although we probably already expressed this somewhat, but which pairings do we not support?
Gaki Kame.
Donna Kame. And Reina with Aika.
Essay says Gaki Kame as well.
Yeah.
Well, Gaki Kame really to me seems more like a best friend type of thing. That they're not going to be girlfriends because they're already best friends.
Yeah. They don't need it. It would just complicate things. Stop it.
Okay.
Well, some people like the love triangle.
Oh, Essie also mentions that she does not support Rankum.
And that she thinks Doc Kama is like aunt and niece.
Aunt
no, that's Rika.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, that. I guess I can kind of see that.
Yeah.
Oh, I also don't support Ayu and Linlin because incest.
Yes.
Idlin, incest.
Yes, because Ayu is way too, like, motherly to Linlin. And Essie agrees.
Essie agrees.
I agree as well.
Even though I have an Idlin subplot in one of my stories.
No.
Thanks, Head.
No.
Thanks, Head.
Well, I think any, like...
It's alternate what? Universe. It's alternate universe.
Alternate. Well, there's only a certain amount of alternate you can put to that. Some, it just gets weird. Sometimes it gets just too weird, like, too out of, like, whatever the hell you've seen before. And she's laughing. Well, I wish I could laugh too, but the show has to go on.
Yes. Now,
that made no sense.
There's one pairing I have a really hard time supporting. And that's the most popular pairing. Takagaki.
Hey, I'm with you there.
All right, you're gonna get like pitchfork and everything and stabbed up by like a bunch of fans right now. You too.
You know it is freaking everywhere. And
as Essie points out,
I have to admit that some of the stories that are written about them annoy me because it's just like it's the same shit that's been done before.
Typical, yeah. No, but some people write it really horrible, though. Like, even though it's been done before, like, oh, your writing sucks, so this makes this whole idea even worse.
Yeah. Well, and the fact that it is everywhere is kind of a turnoff. But outside of fan fiction, I really appreciate the pairing, shall we say.
I think they're cute, you know? Like, the chemistry they have is interesting. But the fact that it is all over the place, it does kind of piss me off. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I just want to see something different. Like, and that's why I like Tanigaki. Or, like, any of the non-canon pairings.
Wait a second here. It's pretty hard to talk about canon pairings. At least in my opinion. Because, you see, no one from Hello Project has ever come out of the closet.
Well,
if they really are in the closet to begin with.
Yeah, I find it statistically improbable that at least one of those bitches has not done something with another girl.
No. I thoroughly agree with the idea that with over 100 girls going through 100 going through Hello Project, that some percentage of them are lesbian, bisexual, or whatever. But no one has admitted to it yet. And so any pairing that we come up with is strictly speculation. It's canon, so to speak.
The whole thing can be like that.
Yeah.
Essie points out the Sayu is likely to be causative, and I definitely agree with that. Kissing demon that she is.
Yes.
Then the groping. He touched you, boobs.
And,
well, who wouldn't want to, honestly?
Essie also recommends Aripon as next most likely to be gay in Morning News Man.
I can already see it. Damn, already.
Yeah. She's gonna be kinda like Junjun as well, I always thought.
Oh, Junjun, yeah, definitely.
Junjun was a bit more likely to.
Well, she did declare her love for Saki, so, you know.
Yeah, Essie says Jun is bi.
Really? I don't think that. I just think straight out gay.
Well, then of course, you know, I'm like Daigong and some of the other guys. JP Hip guys do swear on an interview with Rika a while back where she said she implied that she would be bi, saying that she would love anyone. It doesn't matter what sex or whatever. So
that's cool, though.
My own theory is that the 10 years from now, there'll be some tell-all expose books written about the Loeb Project, and we'll finally find out who were the couples at HP, and we'll all scratch our heads and say, I never thought of that.
Or we'll all spaz and be like, hell yeah!
Yeah, and when that book comes out, you better be sure I'm going to buy three of them.
I'm definitely buying that book. But really, I don't think that it would really happen. Probably because they're idols and they have to like keep this image.
Well, they're all going to be still employed by Upfront, basically, too. Mm. I mean, they never actually leave.
Yeah, Upfront will own their souls for, like,
unless ever. They're maybe, like, Kago or something. Or Kana. She's not into that either, I guess. She was young still when she left. One of the older ones when they leave. When I don't know, joins Takarazuka 10 years from now. Then she'll be completely comfortable about it because it's Takarazuka, so.
Yeah.
Now that we've thoroughly dissed everyone's favorite pairings.
No, we didn't do that. I didn't bash.
Yeah, there was no mention of Rai on that, so.
Yeah. What happened to Rokun? You're supposed to be like, oh, this is the best. And support and all
I
this
did
other
support it. We were talking about the pairings that we bash.
All I heard is like that you created the pairing. How's that supporting?
I said I supported it too. I wrote it a long time ago. I still support it. As Estria is saying, my OTP is Miyazaki at the moment. But there is still Renai going on, especially if I would continue some of my other stories.
I actually support Rinka myself, but that's partly a personal problem.
I think they're becoming more known. People are starting to like that pairing.
Well, I didn't really think much of it until, like, this last year and a half or so, and, like, reading the blogs, well, mainly Raina's blog, but, and seeing different pictures and stuff where the two of them spent an awful lot of time together. Don't seem to be seeing it as much lately. Actually, Esther keeps talking about it as much more. It seems like I is hanging out with Aika a lot more recently.
Well, I should be hanging out with as many people as she can because she's going to graduate.
No, she should be hanging out with Risa more.
Oh, there's...
Well, yeah, really. Just everyone, really, yeah.
Yeah, I think of all the pairings now, Renka would be the pairing which would surprise me the least if it was true.
But, you know, I think all pairings have kind of gone through cycles.
Well, they have
they
have the whole Yankee thing going on, too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Reina and her post a while back talking about her Tanaka army and her, as we call it, the Yankee army, which she didn't actually label herself. But, I mean, look at who's in it. I mean, it's Reina and Aika and... Well, Saki and Kanon from Smilage, and Mai from Cubed, then Miyabi. I guess Masa was she was a trainee at that point. But the generally the more tougher Yankee type girls that you would think of are the more outspoken girls around the projects, around the main groups. So. You know, those kind of things are what we as fanfic writers and readers, I think, tend to go off with. Like, actually, something that I know people know and I've mentioned, that, like, the we tend to go off on a lot of just hints that we get in real life. Like when I was at SakuraCon a few weeks ago, somebody asked a question at the Q&A of if you were to make a movie or to do a movie, what kind of movie would you do? And Miyabi actually responded to that, oh, I want to do a movie where Chinami and I are bad students and Masa is the teacher. So I was like, okay, I'll do that. And of course, that's where Betty's Cackling came from, and it went a lot farther than that, and will continue to, but yeah, that's
obviously
where those things
get
started.
Obviously, it can't be a short.
Okay, that...
Well, hey, that makes it easier to write a story.
Now, that's kind of a good segue to the next topic. What inspirations do you use for your fanfics?
For me, it's kind of really scattered. I can get inspiration from from reading books, from watching like TV shows, commercials, and music videos, listening to music. Sometimes, when I did take classes, I'd be on a bus for 45 minutes, and that just like left me alone to think, and I would basically get ideas from my town around me. Sometimes I get influenced by other stories, other fics as well, but really for me it's like scattered everywhere.
Essie says she gets inspired by music. You were going to say that too?
Yes.
How many people are inspired by music? So we can get this out of the way.
I'm inspired. Not really. for one shots, I'm usually inspired by music. And also like little snippets from like blogs and such.
Oh yeah, blogs do kind of help.
For chaptered stories, I pretty much get my inspiration from just random, I don't know. Like I started a story that I haven't posted yet that proves that I have been playing way too much Dragon Age. Way too much.
Video games are good for your brain sometimes, I guess.
Oh yeah.
Well, mine really come from random stuff. Like, I'll be, like, really upset. And then from out of there, a happy story would just come out of nowhere. Or when I was on the bus one time, I just saw this guy walking a dog. So I'm like, okay, so I want a story where Sai is walking with a dog walker and a bunch of chaos happens. That's pretty much how I got the idea.
I think,
wow, now I just imagine Sayu as a dog walker.
Yeah, trust me, it went, like, pretty chaotic.
I think a lot of those stories revolve around manga and anime ideas.
Oh, that helps a lot. One of my one-shots was actually based on, like, I wanted to have the manga feel with one of my one-shots.
One of my favorite stories was one by Yuyami, My Cursed Gift.
I don't think sounds familiar.
That one was based on. What anime was that based on? Or manga, I mean? Fruits Basket.
Oh, okay. Essay says that she had a duelist saga from Utena as a story.
Her sandbox is too damn huge. How can you remember all that? Anyways. How many pages is it on? Yes, organization would help a lot. What, 20 pages?
What about you, Roken?
30 pages.
Oh, God.
30 pages?
Yeah. You guys need to, like, organize that.
Yes, that's 30 already, I see.
Yeah, you need a table of contents there.
Yeah, I already need it, because if I want to go back and read some stuff, I'll be lost.